The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. It was on February the 28th, 1844. During a demonstration of naval firepower, one of the guns aboard the USS Princeton exploded, killing several top U.S. government officials on the steamership and narrowly missed killing President John Tyler. On that date in 1986, Swedish Prime Minister Olof Palme, born in 1927, died in 1986, was assassinated in Stockholm, exiting a movie theater with his wife. And on that date, in 1994, NATO conducted its first combat action in its 45-year history, as four Bosnian Serb jets were shot down by American fighters in a no-fly zone. Last week, I left you with this memorable moment's mystifying mind-boggler. Now I'm going to give you the answer to the question, have you ever watched a figure skater go into what would seem a dizzying spin, commonly referred to as a death spiral? Wondered how it is that they never seem to get dizzy, lose their balance, and fall? Well, the answer is really quite simple. They get used to it, just like a jet fighter pilot in a plane going up at a steep angle. After repetition, the body simply adjusts. It was on March 1st, 1781, when formal ratification of the Articles of Confederation was announced by Congress. Under the Articles, Congress was the sole governing body of the new American national government, consisting of 13 original states. The Articles remained in effect through the Revolutionary War until 1789, when the current U.S. Constitution was adopted. And it was on the 1st of March, 1932. The 20-month-old son of aviator pioneer Charles A. Lindbergh was kidnapped from his home in Hopewell, New Jersey. The Lindberghs then paid a $50,000 ransom. However, on May 12th, the boy's body was found in a wooded area a few miles from the house. It was also on the 1st of March, 1961, that President John F. Kennedy established the Peace Corps, an organization sending young American volunteers to developing countries to assist with health care, education, and other basic human needs. On that same date in 1974, seven former high-ranking officials of the Nixon White House were indicted for conspiring to obstruct the investigation into the Watergate break-in. Among those indicted were H.R. Haldeman, John Ehrlichman, and former Attorney General John Mitchell. Now for this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. On this day in 1899, the Imperial Patent Office in Berlin registered this product whose active ingredient is salicin. I'll let you think about that for a couple of moments before I give you another clue to the question. It was on March the 2nd, 1943, during World War II in the Pacific, a Japanese convoy was attacked by 137 American bombers as the Battle of Bismarck Sea began. The convoy included 8 destroyers and 8 transports carrying 7,000 Japanese soldiers heading toward New Guinea. 4 destroyers and all 8 transports were sunk, resulting in 3,500 Japanese drowned, ending Japanese efforts to send reinforcements to New Guinea. It's the birthday on the 2nd of March of the American soldier and politician Sam Houston. In 1793, he died in 1863 and was born in Rockridge County, Virginia. As a teenager, he ran away and joined the Cherokee Indians, who accepted him as a member of their tribe. He later served as a congressman and governor of Tennessee. In 1832, he became commander of the Texan Army in the War for Texan Independence, defeating the larger Mexican Army in 1836 at the Battle of San Jacinto. He then served as senator and governor of the new state of Texas, but was removed in 1861 after refusing to swear allegiance to the Confederacy. It was the 3rd of March, 1913. A woman's suffrage march in Washington, D.C. was attacked by angry onlookers while police stood by. The march occurred the day before Woodrow Wilson's inauguration. Many of the 5,000 women participating were spat upon and struck in the face as a near riot ensued. Secretary of War Henry Stimson then ordered soldiers from Fort Myer to restore order. It's the birthday of the railroad car builder George Pullman in 1831. He died in 1897 and was born in Brockton, New York. He improved railroad sleeping accommodations, developing the folding upper berth and lower berth designs. His company went on to become the biggest railroad car building organization in the world. It's also the birthday of the telephone inventor Alexander Graham Bell in 1847. He died in 1922 and was born in Edinburgh, Scotland. Bell and his father were involved in teaching deaf persons to speak. Bell developed an interest in the vibrating membrane as a method of electrically transmitting sounds. His very first sentence spoken on the newly invented telephone on March 10, 1876, was to his assistant, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want you." Now for the second clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. On this day in 1899, the Imperial Patent Office in Berlin registered this product, whose active ingredient is salicin. As far back as ancient Greece, it was used to relieve pain and fever, and for centuries thereafter in a variety of folk remedies. Still don't know? Well, you'll have to stay tuned to the end of the program when I'll give you the answer. It was the 4th of March, 1681, that King Charles II of England granted a huge tract of land in the New World to William Penn to settle an outstanding debt. The area later became known as Pennsylvania. And on that date, in 1789, the first meeting of the new Congress under the new U.S. Constitution took place in New York City. It was the 4th of March, 1830, that former President John Quincy Adams returned to Congress as a representative from Massachusetts. He was the first ex-president to ever return to the House and served 8 consecutive terms. Also on March the 4th, 1933, newly elected President Franklin D. Roosevelt took office and delivered his first inaugural address, attempting to restore public confidence during the Great Depression, stating, "Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself." His cabinet appointments included the first woman to a cabinet post, Secretary of Labor, Frances Perkins. It's the birthday of the Revolutionary War hero, Casimir Pulaski. In 1747, he died in 1779 and was born in Poland. Before aiding in the American Revolution, he was a military leader in Poland's struggle against Russia. He joined the Americans in 1777 and fought alongside General Washington at Brandywine, then served at Germantown and Valley Forge. He was mortally wounded during a heroic charge in the siege of Savannah, Georgia. It's also the birthday of the American football legend Newt Rockne. In 1888, he died in 1931 and was born in Voss, Norway. He coached the Notre Dame football team for 13 seasons, amassing an overall record of 105 wins, 12 losses, and 5 ties. He became famous for his locker room prep talks and the saying, "Win one for the Gipper." He was killed in an airplane crash on March 31st, 1931, in Kansas. It was the 5th of March, 1770, that the Boston Massacre occurred as a group of rowdy Americans harassed British soldiers who then opened fire, killing 5 and injuring 6. The first man killed was Crispus Attucks, an African American. British Captain Thomas Preston and 8 of his men were arrested and charged with murder. Their trial took place in October with colonial lawyer John Adams defending the British. Captain Preston and 6 of his men were acquitted. 2 others were found guilty of manslaughter, branded, then released. And on that date in 1868, the U.S. Senate convened as a court to hear charges against President Andrew Johnson during impeachment proceedings. The House of Representatives had already voted to impeach the president. The vote followed bitter opposition by the radical Republicans in Congress to Johnson's Reconstruction policies of the South. However, the effort to remove him failed in the Senate by just 1 vote, and he remained in office. And it was on the 5th of March, 1933, amid worsening economic depression, when newly elected President Franklin D. Roosevelt proclaimed a 4-day bank holiday to stop the panic withdrawals by the public and possible collapse of the American banking system. On that same date, 13 years later, the Iron Curtain speech was delivered by Winston Churchill at Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri. Churchill used the term to describe the boundary in Europe between free countries of the West and nations of Eastern Europe under Soviet control. It was on the 6th of March, 1836, that Fort Alamo fell to the Mexican troops led by General Santa Anna. The Mexicans began their siege of the Texas fort on February the 23rd, ending it with the killing of the last defender. "Remember the Alamo" became a rallying cry for Texans who went on to defeat Santa Anna in the Battle of San Jacinto in April. It's also the birthday of the Renaissance genius Michelangelo in 1475. He died in 1564 and was born in Caprese, Italy. He was a painter, sculptor, architect, poet, and visionary, best known for his fresco on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel and his sculptures of David and the Pieta. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. On this day in 1899, the Imperial Patent Office in Berlin registered this product, whose active ingredient is salicin. As far back as ancient Greece, it was used to relieve pain and fever, and for centuries thereafter in a variety of folk remedies. Well, it was on this day in 1899 that the Imperial Patent Office in Berlin registered aspirin, the brand name for acetylsalicylic acid, on behalf of the German pharmaceutical company Frederick Bayer & Company. Now the most common drug in household medicine cabinets, acetylsalicylic acid was originally made from a chemical found in the bark of willow trees. In its primitive form, the active ingredient salicin was used for centuries in folk medicine, beginning in ancient Greece when Hippocrates used it to relieve pain and fever. Known to doctors since the mid-19th century, but used sparingly due to its unpleasant taste and tendency to damage the stomach. In 1897, Bayer employee Felix Hoffmann found a way to create a stable form of the drug that was easier and more pleasant to take. Some evidence shows that Hoffmann's work was really done by a Jewish chemist, Arthur Eichengrun, whose contributions were covered up during the Nazi era. After obtaining the patent rights, Bayer began distributing aspirin in powder form to physicians to give to their patients, 1 gram at a time. The brand name came from A for acetyl, spear from the spirea plant, a source of salicin, and the suffix in, commonly used for medications. It quickly became the number one drug worldwide. Aspirin was made available in tablet form and without a prescription in 1915. 2 years later, when Bayer's patent expired during the First World War, the company lost the trademark rights to aspirin in various countries. After the United States entered the war against Germany in April of 1917, the Alien Property Custodian, a government agency that administers foreign property, seized Bayer's U.S. assets. 2 years later, the Bayer company name and trademark for the United States and Canada were auctioned off and purchased by Sterling Products Company, later Sterling Winthrop. Bayer became part of IG Farben, the conglomerate of German chemical industries that formed the financial heart of the Nazi regime. After World War II, the Allies split apart IG Farben, and Bayer again emerged as an individual company. Its purchase of Miles Laboratories in 1978 gave it a product line including Alka-Seltzer and Flintstones and What-A-Day vitamins. In 1994, Bayer bought Sterling Winthrop's over-the-counter business, gaining back the rights to the Bayer name and logo, allowing the company to once again profit from American sales of its most famous product. I'll leave you today with music of Glenn Miller's In the Mood and this quote from Tim Stevens. Luge strategy, lie flat, and try not to die. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on the flypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.